From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller reporting. U.S. President Donald Trump says a top North Korean official is heading to the U.S. to plan a summit with Kim Jong-un. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports from the White House.
After an AP television camera spotted Kim Jong-chol in Beijing's airport, the president confirmed Kim is traveling to New York as part of ongoing talks about the summit. Kim Jong-chol is a former military intelligence chief who now serves as one of Kim Jong-un's top lieutenants. He'd be the highest-level North Korean official in the U.S. since 2000. Sagar Magani at the White House.
Kim Jong-chol will be meeting with U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, and President Trump will meet with Prime Minister Shinzo Abe of Japan on June 7th at the White House. The U.S. is announcing that it will impose a 25% tariff on $50 billion worth of Chinese goods. VOA's Philip Alexio has more.
Trump has bemoaned the massive U.S. trade deficit with China as evidence that Beijing has been complicit in abusive trading practices. The White House also says the U.S. is planning new investment restrictions and export controls. The announcement coming as the administration negotiates with China on a broad trade dispute. Commerce Secretary Wilbur Ross is expected to travel to China later in the week for more talks. Philip Alexio, VOA News.
Monday night, nine civilians were killed in Afghanistan's eastern Nangarhar province. Afghan special forces, backed by U.S. partners, are being accused of the killings, which are being investigated. The United Nations says more than 10,000 civilians were killed or wounded in 2017, and the number of casualties remain high in 2018. This is VOA News. Extreme violence in a Belgian city has led to deaths and a deadly exchange of fire. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
A gunman has killed three people, including two police officers, in the East Belgium city of Liège. Belgian prosecutors say the attacker had disarmed police and used their weapons in the shooting rampage. The man had approached two police officers from behind, carrying a knife, and stabbed them several times, and then shot them, as well as another man in a nearby vehicle. The attacker was later killed by police. Meanwhile, an official at the Federal Prosecutor's Office has told the Associated Press that there are indications that the Liège shooting could be a terror attack. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
U.S. President Donald Trump contended Tuesday that prosecutors investigating his 2016 campaigns at links to Russia will be meddling in November's congressional elections. VOA's Catherine Gibson has that story.
Trump, in a string of Twitter comments, ignored the conclusion last week by his new Secretary of State, Mike Pompeo, that U.S. officials expect continued efforts by Russia to interfere with the congressional elections. The U.S. intelligence community concluded Russia meddled in the presidential election 2 years ago to help Trump win. With the congressional campaigns now in their early stages in many U.S. states, 5+ months ahead of the voting, Pompeo said there is much work ahead to mitigate any Russian interference. Catherine Gibson, VOA News.
Student-led protests against President Daniel Ortega that began in April continue in the Nicaraguan capital of Managua. From Reuters News, Jason Albano reports.
The protests erupted in April after controversial changes to Social Security. Mandatory worker contributions to the scheme were increased and pensions were reduced. The government responded with a crackdown that left 77 dead and more than 800 injured. The violence has raised questions even among staunch supporters of Ortega, such as those in the Catholic Church and the military. The economy has taken a hit from road blockades set up by demonstrators, but even still, many in the private sector openly back the protests.
That was Reuters' Jason Albano. Israeli jets bombed targets in the Gaza Strip Tuesday, hours after militants from the territory fired more than 25 mortar shells toward communities in southern Israel in what appeared to be the largest single barrage since the 2014 war. The Israeli military said no one was hurt and that most of the shells were intercepted by the Iron Dome defense system. The World Health Organization is cautiously optimistic about the progress of the Ebola response in Democratic Republic of Congo after 90% of people at risk in the city of Mbandaka were vaccinated, although an official could not say for certain the city had been safeguarded. From Washington, I'm Steve Miller, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.